You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
There's always one match on the coupon that's impossible to get a handle on. I think it's this one. Norwich have lost four straight in the Premier League. Swansea come into this on the back of that 3-0 defeat at home against Arsenal last weekend. Baffer Timby Gomis had the perfect opportunity to open the scoring in that match, but he blew it. And he's been dire recently. He's without a goal in seven, having scored 9 in 10 prior to that. This looked difficult, Derek.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be the 10 Premier League games, and this would be the 10th match you'd have a bet on. It's impossible to call. It really is. Both sides playing below form, I would suggest. I'd expect improvement in both of them. But Norwich just don't seem to be able to put a win together. Swansea don't seem to be able to put a couple of passes together at the moment, which is unbelievable for them. They were really poor against Arsenal. And even when they won against Aston Villa, you know, no one got excited about that result. It really is impossible to call this. And I think the draw is the biggest price of the three. Why wouldn't you go for that?
Yeah, 21-10 the draw, Lee.
Yeah, it is a tricky one to call. I think, you know, given the prices, if you wanted to go for a winner, then you'd have to go for Swansea at nearly 2-1 because they have got the ability. But like you guys said, their away form doesn't fill you full of confidence. I think, you know, and again, it's one of those games where Norwich have to have a go at this. You know, the problem for them is that they seem to play into the hands of counter-attacking teams. And I think Swansea, although they're a bit of a, you know, they like to pass it around at home and retain possession. I think, you know, what we've seen from Andre Ayew is that he loves to counter-attack. I think it's 2-1. He's an interesting bet to score here against a Norwich team who I think will leave spaces down the wings. We've seen from him so far that he's, you know, he's not shy in front of goal. You know, he knows where the goal is and his finishing's been really good. I think 2-1's a decent price. Gomez, they're talking about Eder coming in to replace Gomez soon. I don't know how many more chances he'll get. Is it 7 now without a goal?
I think it is.
That's what you said. But yeah, 5 goals already this season for Andre Ayew. Scored against his brother as well, didn't he, the other week? I'll go for him. 2-1. We had a bit of luck with him at the start of the season, didn't we? So I'll go back in with him.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.